Identify for retina scan.
Ethno Radio.
There's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, by all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
I understand there's a suspicion that we're too security conscious.
Crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now?
What are you doing, man?
Dude, you're fucking with knobs already.
Dude, Jesus.
It's so fucking loud.
Well, you want me to go over there and turn it down for you?
I did already.
Damn it.
We're gonna
Radio.
I did it already! God! Fuck, dude. You don't
Jesus.
Gotta, Jesus, you don't gotta yell and shit, man.
No swearing, man.
Fucking A, bro.
Jesus.
Control your damn temper.
You fucking heathens.
What's up, everybody? This is F-Bell Radio.
Episode 19.
Yeah, fucking March 7th for your ass. Bitch.
Dude, how about you take that date?
Dude, this is one... one hell of a day we got here today.
Yeah.
Big announcements. New studio equipment. Big City's trying to fuck with already.
We're not taping on the day of rest anymore.
Yeah, it's Tuesday, man. The whole thing is thrown off, man.
Yeah.
I'm sick. Big City's sick.
I am not sick.
You are not sick.
Dude,
I mean,
you're gonna get sick.
I am gonna get so fucking sick.
I mean, I feel like I got like fucked by a train. Like proper fucked. You know?
Like a real fucked. Woman fucked.
Like proper fucked.
Yeah, exactly.
So, as you can probably tell, our freaking mics are real hot, huh? It's going through the new compressor.
That's right, we got a bunch of new gear in the studio here.
New fucking kick-ass compressor, new headphone distribution amp.
Well,
that Big City can't, like, get a hang of.
Yeah.
So.
That's because you set it up before I got here, dickhead.
Dude, it's a headphone amp. It's, like, volume.
Dude, we didn't even think you were coming today, man.
I told you I was.
Mr. White was like, yo, Big City's
Yeah, but you can't even
stuff.
Handle, like, learning anything new right now. You're sick, man. It's okay to admit that you're weak. You know? Like, for today. It's okay.
Like, I'm gonna bash your face in.
The fucking ninja... The ninja masters will forgive you for being weak for a day.
Shut up. Please.
You're dying, yo.
I'm sorry. So... Did we say the episode number yet?
I did for you.
You
It's episode 19.
Yeah. Well, I'm Mr. White.
I am Malice Factor.
And
I am Big City.
Lovely gentleman over there in the corner.
How are you, gentlemen?
Working all the controls and sound effects.
I think that's the first time I've ever had a snort on the rare.
On the rare?
On the yeah, whatever you want to call it. On the rare, yeah.
So I don't know. I'm hoping this new shit sounds good, man. I hope we sound good.
Yeah, weren't you supposed to tape like a session yesterday night?
A porn
for
session.
For what?
For the test, like all the equipment.
Oh
and
no.
See how it would, you know,
no.
Sound and stuff. Weren't you supposed to do that?
You were making.
Yeah,
you
but,
completely dropped the ball on that.
No,
man.
By the time I got it set up, dude, it was like 11:45.
So.
Like, I just...
Where's your dedication, man?
I wanted to do the first
you know,
episode
if, what if we had, like, but... you know, buddies that died face down in the mud just so you could have compressors like that, you know?
Dude, you had no buddies in Vietnam, man.
What if Big City did?
I had a couple friends.
See?
They're dead now.
So, died are face we, down are the we mud. Panned?
Big You're city? Panned, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, am I,
I
panned?
That. You're panned.
Are
it's
you panned?
It's hard to tell now that the fucking headphone amp is kicking these vocals.
Yeah, I don't have to be like...
Like craziness.
2.54
really
centimeters.
Panned. Dude, does it make a difference for
wow.
you?
Wow, you turn that
yeah.
back on.
Yeah, like seriously, don't mess with that.
Oh my god.
Oh jeez. Like,
red lights are not good.
Dude.
Can you tell the difference between the DBX compressor and the Cisco 2501?
Shut up, boo!
I don't have to answer that.
This is probably like the first place ever you're gonna see like three Cisco routers and like some fucking audio gear like mounted in the same rack.
Yeah, I knew we'd use those spaces for something.
So eventually. There's a lot of background noise tonight.
There is.
Yeah.
Well, that's because we're recording on the streets in New York City.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's frigid. 36 degrees out here.
Feels good though.
Yeah,
I'm hoping it's gonna like freeze the cold out of me.
My loins are on fire.
Your loins are on fire.
That's what happens when you know.
Oh man.
Dude. Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
and then the mic, we can run the mic so hot now that people can hear us on the recording, but you're also picking up so much background noise from the streets. You know?
Yeah, you know, you actually might be able to get an idea of where we're taping this shiznit from.
So. Before we get started with anything.
Not that anyone would be interested in that.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, nobody exactly. cares.
Yeah, nobody wants to know.
Yeah, that's good.
Everyone, you got any interesting stories for the week? There, Malice Factor?
Should I reiterate the EB Games story?
Oh, were you almost knifed a dude?
Yeah, where I almost had to attack a EB Games employee yesterday because, you know, he's trying to offer me a 10% discount card and I just didn't want it because... fuck EB Games, man. You know, that's just how it is. But, you know, he makes us...
Let me ask you. Would you have saved money getting that card?
$2, man.
You would have saved $2, but you almost knifed him over offering you a card.
Here's how you had to be there, man.
Because you hate EB Games that much.
You know, here's the thing.
This is what I'm trying to get at. You hate EB Games enough.
No, here is the situation. Okay, I was already had a bad experience at one store, okay?
Yeah.
Before I went to EB Games. And I was, you know, perusing stuff there, see what's going on. And you know how that particular EB Games is, man. It's small.
Which
it's
one?
Always want a lot of kids around.
it's real small.
I know what you're talking about.
You know the one I'm talking about,
at the
right?
mall.
Yeah,
where Games Workshop used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
It's just a lot of floor, and not a lot of floor space, just a lot of noisy kids. There's a crowd in there. Six employees that can't help you.
Some pickle-faced jerk.
Exactly. So I go into there. I spent a long time there because I was actually waiting on something to be done for me. So I finally make my selection. Republic Commando, might add. Xbox version.
No pun intended.
So I go over to buy this game. It's a used game. And they keep all that stuff, you know, behind the counter underneath the display case for all their new games, right? It's a used copy. So he makes a sales pitch like this. Well, sir, you know, if you sign up for 10% off discount, say, like, $5 costs $5 to sign up, and he's like $7, you know, and basically you save like $2, basically. That's how they said it, you know. So I'm just like, that sales pitch is completely sucked. But I'm not gonna hurt his feelings because this is just a shitty job, right? And he's just trying to get paid, so he's just going through the motions, right?
Yeah.
So I don't have to be an asshole about it. I'm like, no thanks. I'm on. Yeah. That's it, right?
Yeah.
Why does this little motherfucker have to pursue it then? He goes, he gets the game out of the cabinet with the instruction booklet, and he's shoving it into the case. And he's like, well, you know, get the 10%, you know, discount card, get like $7 off his order, get like, you know, cost $5 to sign up, so you say like $2. Thinking maybe he didn't hear me, right? Because there's a lot of noise in this tiny EB Games. No, man, I don't need it. Don't want it. I'm never going to walk in the store again. It's like it's a rare event that I'm in this store.
Yeah.
You know, you should buy...
And I don't like you.
You should buy a fucking lottery ticket. You know what I'm saying?
That was a nose blow right on the air. That's awesome.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, did you?
So he goes over to the cash register. He starts ringing me up.
Amateur.
He gets both items that I'm purchasing into the cash register. Okay, he types in it, right? He looks at me in the eye, and he says, let me just get your name and your information real quick, and we sign up for the discount program. He's going over the line, though. This is the third time he's trying to get me a sign for his discount card.
Right.
Now I'm irritated. Now I'm annoyed. So I look back at him in the eye.
Yeah.
Now the tension is starting to mount in the store. You can feel it. Okay, you know when tension is starting to build.
Now you're there with like a buddy or something.
I'm there
too?
With a buddy. There's a guy standing next to me.
Next in line.
He needs to get something. There's kids playing on the 360 there, and there's like a family.
So there's like a whole shindig going.
There's a whole shindig, and the noise is just starting to lower and lower as altercation.
Yeah,
you know, so it's kind of like it's just pronouncing it because everyone's trying to see what's going on.
Yeah.
Fight.
And he's looking. And he's looking at me like I really offended him by saying no.
Yeah.
Right? That's just how he's looking at me. And I'm looking at him. And he's like, you saved $2.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You couldn't do that.
I look like I'm a poor bastard, you jerk.
Yeah.
It's $2.
So, I stared him down like Tony Soprano, man. I just had to look at him. And I said, no. And that was it. So I was just staring at him.
So that's the whole story?
For 30 seconds.
Oh, really?
For 30 seconds, this dude was just staring at me.
That's a long time.
That is a long time.
That's a long stare.
That's a long
stare. It was a very long stare. And you could have heard a pin drop in the place.
Yeah.
And you know how ridiculous this story is. I'm talking about. Worst thing about all this is now my buddy has to ring out.
Yeah, that sucks.
So after the confrontation, the dude's like, all right, fine. Don't want the discount? Fine. What?
Yeah.
What was this dude's problem? Seriously. maybe he has a quota, maybe his manager's on his ass, you know, but did he really have to have that confrontation with me, man? I hate that EB Games.
I hate them all.
I'm going to firebomb it next time, as a matter of fact, for episode 20.
Live on the air, we're going to firebomb EB Games.
Nice.
Sweet.
Supposedly. Not really. It's not going to happen.
I'm going to plan guns together.
Please. Please don't arrest us. Dude, play the A-Team theme right now. We're going to firebomb it while listening to the A-Team theme.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, this goes out to the A-Team. I need your assistance. Okay? Go ahead, play.
I'm getting to it.
Oh, Jesus. Damn it.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These
awesome.
Men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground.
Their first mission? The firebomb EB Games.
Soldiers of fortune. If you have
why?
A problem,
because the no fucking clerk help, just couldn't listen and know.
Maybe you can hire the A-Team.
I was looking at machine.
Firebomb!
I need help, seriously. The gamers of the world need help.
And the sweet man. Dude, there was totally a guy in this state that had an 18 band for like the longest time. Dude. I've seen it in like 3-4 years, but he just wouldn't let it go.
We should have an 18
back, neo-Nazi.
What?
Yeah, you're not part of the 18 men. Dude. There's a second version of this song somewhere.
Oh, yeah, it's a French version that has words.
No, there's a version that's like after season 4 and the song changed. It's all like hip and like 80s pop-ish.
Oh, really?
It's like, it's not electric guitar like that. It's like...
Oh, it's like...
Well, they had to change the... After season 4, like the entire premise of the show changed because then they weren't running from the government anymore and they added their team members and stuff and it just sucked.
Man, I love it when a plan comes together.
I pity the fool.
Anyway, alright.
But seriously, we really need to get rid of EB Games.
So that's what you were up to this week. That and,
that was a cap in the last 2 weeks.
Trying to,
18 and 19.
Trying to get Hello World to work on Python?
Yeah. Let's not talk about that.
Alright. Military court. How about you, Big City?
I was doing a couple of things. From a maximum
security are we
one of which I was listening to the A Team theme again, trying to stop listening to it.
Yeah.
Dude, I checked out some sounds.
Yeah.
You sound mean, patch the map. That sound?
Yeah.
Here's it reversed. I am a chap by a neo-Nazi.
Wow.
It's
there's definitely
close,
Nazi
that's
in
close.
There.
It's definitely neo-Nazi.
Yeah.
I am a chap by a neo-Nazi.
Wow.
So.
That's awesome.
I thought that was pretty neat.
That's pretty cool, dude.
So anytime anybody wants to become one of our fan club members, they just have to state their full name, say Ishna Wina Pap Shmat. Therefore, they will become members of the F-Bill.
No, that's not
fascist
true.
Fascist club. Ah, no. I mean...
You get a plus 15% experience bonus if you're able to get I am a fact a neo-Nazi.
Yeah, if you could say it
say perfectly
backwards. When we reverse it.
Yeah, you go up a level for that.
That's definitely
no. Just plus 15%.
Plus 15%
experience point bonus.
We might give you 2 proficiencies.
Oh my god, this is broken.
So yeah.
Okay, so what else? What have you been getting into the last 2 weeks?
Dude,
you always ask us, man.
Hang
what,
on.
What's going on?
Dude, last time I was buying a video game from a used store like that. I think it was an EB Games. They offered a video game used game warranty in case the game doesn't work.
Yeah, how about I just bring it back, asshole?
Yeah, guess
totally,
what?
Exactly.
Guess what? You can't bring it back.
You
because,
can't.
Well,
yeah.
here's the thing. 6 or 7 years ago, EB Games realized they were going to be going out of business because people kept on buying PlayStation games and copying them.
And bringing
them back.
Back.
For full discount.
Fucking sweet.
A full refund, I should say. And
it's clever.
They realized that they shouldn't just do that anymore. And as a matter of fact, the dude that was my buddy that was there was buying the other game.
Yeah.
He got into that same altercation with the girl that was, like, shadowing us for this entire little store, you know?
Yeah.
Because we were obviously there.
She trying
something.
To, like, jump on you nuts or something?
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But not in a way that was going to be sexual, you know?
Like
she was
step
like,
on them, hurt them.
Yeah, seriously. She looked like she wanted to do that.
All right. I think it's time. Big announcement time.
Big announcement time.
Big announcements. Announcements. All right.
Hang on.
What?
I got lots of big announcement music.
You're supposed to get this like in key before we do this stuff, man.
But I don't know what the schedule is. I don't remember what you said earlier.
The logo contest has officially been wrapped up.
officially over, and we have a winner.
We have a winner.
Well, everyone's a winner on the F-Bill
radio. Yeah, everyone's community. A winner. But
everyone's a winner.
But there can be only one.
So that winner is Not That Creative for the bomb logo. Get a little golf clap for that. Thank
Love
you.
The chat.
Thank you. Oh man, that compressor is still working right now. There's something sexy about all those lights. Look at that. You're totally not even peeking out. That's awesome.
Oh, yes.
Fist pump for the compressor.
Oh,
all right, stop. Yeah. Just stop right now. You just totally ruined this guy's acceptance.
Not That
or
Creative.
Woman, I don't know if it's
will
a
you stop?
Woman.
Not That Creative is the official winner of the official F-Bill Radio logo contest.
Yes.
So congratulations, dude/dudette.
Even though I emailed him in
Chinese
and asked for the Photoshop file and have not gotten an email back yet, I made it work so that the new website, which will be launched when this
why don't you just go into the CMS and put that up there right now?
Dude, why don't...
Like right now?
Yeah, like right now.
We'll do that during the break. We'll do that during the break.
Yeah, that's
it doesn't
good
matter, dude. No one's going to hear this till like tomorrow.
Yeah, but I just want to see it.
But it's just the principle, too, behind
how about after the show?
That.
No, because it will take you too long. All right, long.
I'll do it. Okay. So anyway, so Not That Creative, the bomb logo, that's going to be on
he
the website.
He is way more creative.
He is extremely creative.
Definitely want to thank Metatron, Art of Hatred, and Dan Callen. You guys participated.
You guys are nice
So here's
guys.
The deal. Not That Creative, Metatron, Art of Hatred, and Dan Callen. We need emails from you with addresses where we could send you fucking t-shirts and all kinds of other shit once we get it made up
bomb.
For participating. Just your address, your social security number, your mother's maiden name, and any other pertinent information, if you could just send that our
bank
way.
Bank routing numbers.
Number. Yeah, definitely. Driver's license number.
RFID passport.
Yeah, Metatron, just send your RFID passport code thing. So
we'll conduct our business like that.
Yeah, so if you guys send us shit, because all four of you guys put up logos, and we really appreciate chipping in like that. So some of the t-shirts, we're going to have different t-shirts, like some of Metatron's logos are going to be on the t-shirts, different shit. So everyone did a hell of a job.
Yeah, talk about FBIL wear, man.
Yeah, so we're going to have stickers, and all this stuff is going to be a whole combination of different logos, but Not That Creative's bomb logo will be put up on the website, and that'll be the permanent stay there.
Thanks, man.
Nice job.
He
definitely set up us the bomb.
Logo
definitely
contest.
Did.
Hang on. What the hell is that sound?
It's doors.
Keep
opening,
on talking,
closing.
Man. Keep on talking. Talk over it.
Sorry, I was afraid like a zombie was going to show up.
Dude, you're just afraid of the zombie.
And the biggest announcement in the F-Bill history.
Episode 19.
Episode 19.
Not even 20 episodes.
We're going to be hosted.
Hosted.
Up on hackermedia.org.
Woohoo!
We'll clap it up for that.
Right.
We're going to be up there on hackermedia.org.
There's a time of unrest in the Galactic Republic.
Droops does not know what to do with himself. F-Bill Radio is taking over.
For some reason.
That was great.
Mr. Arian White has performed Secret Republic Alliance through F-Bill forms, in which he
is trying to push through legislation to create a collective Republican army of F-Bill Radio.
That's what in true form
Chancellor
in the forms
Droops.
Would want. The what?
Chancellor Droops.
Wow, we completely fucked this announcement.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a great fuck.
So, somehow Droops, actually, I do know how, listened to the show, for some reason liked us enough that Hacker Media is relaunching with a new website, I think within 2 weeks from now, and we will be up on there with a whole bunch of badass internet radio shows. So
completely badass.
We feel pretty honored.
Yeah, thanks for your time and consideration.
Droops, if you don't know, started Infonomicon, which is a radio show he did. He's a BinRev DDP hack fucking radio extraordinaire member. What else? Started Twat Tech.
Twat.
Today with a techie. Another tech awesome ninja. Show. Yeah, he's got the Infonomicon
Low
Computer
Tech
Club.
Mystic.
Yeah, Low Tech Mystic.
Low Tech
he does
ninja.
Ninja Night School Radio, which I did some promos for, so listen to Ninja Night School Radio at ninjanightschool.com.
No, you're so vain, man.
Yeah,
who cares that you did promos?
Plug sex.
Dude, they're kick-ass promos, man. I was proud of those fucking things.
Yeah, they were pretty cool.
He liked them, so which is cool.
I've yet to listen to them.
So I actually talked to Droops on the phone, and I totally acted like a little bitch.
Like a little schoolgirl.
I mean,
like,
here's
Droops
a guy like,
I
respect.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. Here's a guy I respect. I love his show. All the stuff he does is fucking awesome. And yeah. And I talked to him and I was kind of like a little like flabbergasted, I guess. So I was kind of like making like,
out of breath?
No, like just nonsense, I think. And I think, I don't know, he probably thinks I'm an asshole or something now, but it was pretty cool talking to him.
You
anyway.
Really should have sorted out these emotions in group. Before we want to talk about this, I mean, you're letting your insecurities leak out onto the show, and I'm just, I mean, you're violating our zone here.
Yeah. Like, well, anyway,
dude, you're supposed to be Aryan and strong.
Yeah.
would you stop that, man?
You
you're going to have this
Aryan,
guy get
dude,
shot.
I'm
going to
get shot, man. I'm totally not
like
a Nazi. I'm not a
along.
Nazi.
I know you're not a Nazi. I know.
Yeah, everyone else listening isn't.
Man, if anything, you're more of like a leftist communist bastard.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You do remind me of Stalin, too, with that mustache.
I don't have a mustache, dude.
Yes,
yeah,
you
do.
I couldn't grow one if I wanted to.
A Stalin one you could. Nice handlebar, or nice broomstick. I don't know what you call it. Forget it.
Yeah, so that was our major announcement.
Yeah, so we're on Hacker Media, which totally kicks ass.
look for it.
When I was talking to
Grand Army of F Bill Republic.
When I was talking to Droops on the phone, and he probably thought I was a total retard.
Probably. You're supposed to work that out in group, man.
He told me that Nauticon, which is a con, even though it's called not a con, but Nauticon, which is at Nauticon.org.
Nauticon.
He's going to be presenting there a Hacker Media panel. I think it's 2 weekends from now in Ohio.
Ohio,
where he said he's going to mention F Bill Radio.
Wow, thanks.
Con. So this panel is going to have Jason Scott. You know what Jason Scott is, right?
Textfiles.com,
dude.
I don't know any of these people.
Oh, man.
I'm not,
Pony Boy from Bellcore Radio, Droops, Low Tech Mystic from
Midnight
School.
I'm just here because I owe you money, man. Not because I like doing this. How many times do we have to go over that? Yeah, Jason Scott from Textfiles.com. Who was the next dude you said?
Yeah, Pony Boy from Bellcore Radio.
Matt Damon from Karma. Dogma, whatever that movie's called.
Oh, dude, you totally fucked that joke up.
God damn it, I always do that!
Ben Affleck.
No, he's
Low
not
Tech
there.
Mystic. Yeah, from Ninja
Low
Night
Tech
School.
Mystic. Low Tech Mystic.
But they're
going to
be doing a little presentation at Hacker Media. And so, well, I guess we're going to get name dropped on there.
Why don't you just go out to Ohio so you can get presented as well?
Dude, honestly, he said if I come out to Ohio, I could sit on a panel.
Yeah, just go out there.
I can't go out to Ohio.
Yeah,
man.
You can. You don't tape on the weekends anymore.
Dude, I'm going to Ohio in May.
Why don't you go two weekends from now and fucking sit on the panel for us?
Nah, I'm not going in 2 weeks from now.
Dude, we're all taking a group chick trip in July, man.
I'm taking a group trip too.
Yeah.
Say, chick. Are we a groovy, happening bunch of guys or what?
That was gay.
I know, so gay, but it was from the A-Team, so it must be cool.
Whatever. Yeah.
By default. Ipso facto.
So those are the big announcements. So we'll be in the hackermedia.org feed, so check us out on Hacker Media.
Yeah, check us out there.
Fucking coolest thing that's ever happened to F-Bill by far.
Dude, go to fbillradio.com too and check us out.
I mean, fucking everything's coming up F-Bill today, you know?
War.
Hacker Media, new logo.
There are heroes on both sides.
New website, everything.
How does the third one? War! That's how it starts? War?
War.
War!
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Episode 3, man.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so guess that's it, right?
That's a good show, guys.
Yeah, that's great. It's great to play the theme song.
Yeah, now that we made it, we never have to do another show again.
Yes, we
fully validated. God, those Mortal Kombat shits are bad.
Shut up,
yeah,
man.
They're terrible quality, but yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, but they're awesome. I know, but they're terrible quality.
I couldn't get toasty, though. Like, I couldn't isolate.
Maybe if you were using the inferior Sega Genesis version, you would got, like, nicer sound effects.
Maybe because I was using an emulation.
Dude, you know it's illegal, right? Don't own the ROMs. Can't use those, man. You gotta delete them after 24 hours.
Yeah, but I was backing up my freaking Genesis games. You know, I had to back up my Genesis games, so I backed them up on my computer. So.
You don't use those for educational purposes, man.
Dude,
fucking disclaimers say on those
whatever
websites, those ROM sites.
Educational purposes, please don't arrest me. I'm just 12 years old.
Complete mockery by Mr. White of the piracy crowd.
Alright.
And Mr. White has called you out.
What's up next? We got voicemails.
We got voicemails.
We got voicemails.
We got emails.
No. Yeah.
Yeah?
We'll get to that. Yeah, after the voicemail.
We're doing voicemail now?
Voicemail. Just play it up.
Just play it,
man. Guys, for the podcast, keep it up. It's hilarious. Talks about a lot of stuff that other podcasts don't.
This is crazy.
I can see some more freaking in it though. Talking about that stuff. Okay. You guys tight. Bye.
What?
Who was that cat?
What did he say?
Come to the next one.
Why is he all mumbling and stuff?
Yeah.
Wait till like, you know, blow out my eardrum, man.
Good thing we got a compressor.
You did that on purpose.
That's what it sounded like. I have no idea.
So what was the first guy talking about?
The first guy said...
Did he say he liked our show? Did he say that sucked?
No, I said he liked her show.
Oh, okay.
We have to talk about what?
Freaking.
No. Oh, we have to talk about freaking?
Okay. You guys tight. Bye. I'm freaking in it, though.
Freaking, yeah. He said freaking.
I know, freaking.
I thought he said fucking, but he couldn't say fucking. Like, wanted to say the word fuck more.
No. He called us a podcast, too.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, I heard. Oh, dear God.
So, yeah, dude, thanks for leaving us a message. You didn't say your name, though, so...
Yeah, we don't know where
the dude on the voicemail.
Yeah, the first dude, not the dude in the second one.
Yeah, the second one's a little crazy. It was something like there was U2 in there, like, in the name of love, like, singing it. When you listen to it, like, on one foot in the dark, its sound comes out. It's weird. Right. So...
Whatever you just said.
But, What are you doing?
Nothing. Why?
Jesus. Where did this come from?
I just had to put a filler in.
Yeah.
That was a filler.
So, yeah, he said we should talk about more freaking. We're actually not freaks. Even though fucking phone system and fucking with it's awesome. And I definitely enjoy reading about it and stuff. I'm just really not a phone freak.
I love making prank calls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got the new microphones for the phones, man. The suction cup
mics.
You know
I don't know jack shit about mics, man.
Yeah.
Hey guys, so,
but yeah, dude, freaking, I mean,
guys,
you got some cool numbers for us to call or something.
What?
To call up, but
that was me with the U2.
Oh, was it?
I was driving and I heard this U2 song come on the radio,
and you felt gay.
So then I decided to call you to let you know that I was listening to
was
it.
That, was
you
that really
and I
you?
I sang along with it.
Why don't you freak U2? I know you sang along with it.
Oh yeah, I know. I was.
Are you like
I
a U2 fan or something, man? You like Irish music that? Or?
I like Irish music, but no, I was doing that to like annoy you guys because I thought we'd have a good laugh.
No, it didn't work, man.
It's
no.
Just
you should feel bad about yourself.
The problem is,
I don't really
like,
feel anything right now except my stomach.
Yeah.
It feels kind of nice.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Stop rubbing yourself, dude. That's not the kind of freaking he was talking about.
Oh, dear God.
I'm getting
talking about telephones, man. Telephone systems.
Your world delivered.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, we got AT&T. We got Death Star. It's totally what the new logo looks like.
Sweet.
That image will be up on the website, too, at the bottom.
I'm so totally getting that noise.
Yeah, it's gum.
Yeah, it's gum.
I'm starting to get, like, weird neck and back pains, like flu neck and back pains.
Like, right maybe now? If you want to, you know, like, go on totally. To the next part of the show, because...
All right, ask Mail's Factor. This is
I thought we
Oasis.
Had emails, man.
That's the filler, man.
The emails,
we
the
have
filler?
One email, which was Metatron sending us the Yoda clip.
Damn, I thought you said we had two emails.
You said we had two.
No, I thought we did, and I looked and we didn't. Why is
oh,
like,
God, turn it off.
Dude, come on.
Oh, Jesus.
What are you trying to hit on us or something?
Nah, why tell you about pretentious British music, man?
Jesus, dude.
Dude, he told me to play it.
You like, really?
Like, can we get on track? We're already 35 minutes. Christ.
Okay, I decided to do an abbreviated version of Adam's Miles Factor this week because... No, I don't. Because,
I got some music for this.
Last time, Mr. White, like, decided to flog me because he completely blamed the show sucking last week because he said I'm the one who, you know, went over time limit last time.
I did not say that.
I got lashes on my back that you said that to me as you were, like, whipping me, man. So we're just going to keep this short and sweet this time around, and we might actually do that every time we do this. So the answer to every question that has been asked in the Ask Malice Factor section in the last 2 weeks is 47.
That's cheap.
Go ahead. Okay.
I mean, that makes perfect sense.
It does.
Yeah, I know what.
You know what's something funny I wanted to bring up before? If you go to infonomicon.org, it says Infonomicon Computer Club. Pussy. Which is quite funny. I thought. I was looking at it today.
It's not.
All right, so it's
not. You're calling my answer cheap?
Yeah, because I...
See, totally, that's why he totally said it's not funny, because you just got him on the chip because you said his answer's cheap. The fuck?
Yeah, you pissed me off, man.
You just pissed him off. Now you just shit it out of me.
I said it is what it is, man.
Say it one more time.
What? It is what it is.
Yeah, so it is what it is. Don't try to get all pissed off at me just because you're not having a good time. This is advanced, Mr. White.
Huh?
Advance this.
It advance what?
Shut up.
What are you talking about?
Blah.
That's something that he's
Did
gonna...
Did you just go blah? Blah. Blah, 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 blah.
So are we done now? Are we done taping?
Yes, my young boy.
All right, let's take the intermission. Play the Yoda clip.
This is... Cut hang on, are you going to explain what it's
Metatron
all about?
Metatron sent us this clip. It is...
Cut the mics.
A radio station. Yeah, let me tell you. It's a radio station.
Metatron.
Some dude calling up. It's all scripted. Pretending to be Yoda. It's kind of funny. It's like 4 minutes long. We need to take a sickness break right now.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So
Star Wars has the best music, man.
Dude, John Williams really freaking like rocked
the
house.
Dude, if you look at his fucking resume, man, he's done a crazy amount of shit.
Dude, that guy's good. He's good.
Fucking good, dude.
Alright, so we're gonna take the break.
Yeah, cut the mics.
Cut the sound there.
Fucking play the Yoda shit.
Play that later.
Be back in like 4 minutes.
We all made a new friend yesterday, a great new friend. Very, very wise being. I want to bring him on now. He was telling me this morning before we signed on, he said, you know what, before you start the show, if I could just give you some words of wisdom.
Beautiful.
Things to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's what it was. He said, they're not really words of wisdom, but I like to pose the question to you. You think about it. And if something pops through, if you can get answers, then you're getting somewhere on your own. You shouldn't always have that teacher teaching you.
Right.
All right. Teach yourself. Let's bring him on. Line 17?
Yeah, that's right.
Hello.
Good morning, JV and Elvis.
Oh,
very important information I have for you to ponder.
Yes, Yoda.
If you choke a Smurf, what color does it turn?
If you choke a Smurf, what color does he turn?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Something. Say something to think about. Say something to think about.
Something to think about.
Yes, it is. There we go.
You're instructing Yoda.
Did you miss rehearsal, Yoda?
The Yoda giggle.
How much deeper could the ocean be without sponges? Something to think about.
Something big. You know what?
First go.
Something to think about. It's on your script.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. A veteran I am. Yes.
Okay. Anything else for us to ponder?
Why can't women put on mascara with their mouth closed? Something to think about.
No.
He dropped the at the end.
He gets it every time.
Not a very wise being.
No.
He doesn't take instruction well. You do the something to think about.
Yeah.
That's the order.
You go something to think about.
New to this, I am. Trust me.
All right, Yoda, anything else?
Where do mermaids go for vacation?
Where?
They live on the beach.
What? I didn't give him this one. He's making up stuff.
Oh, no, no.
Yes.
Just stick to the script I gave you,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, dude. Right? He's throwing in his own joke. It doesn't matter as long as it's in that voice. It's still funny.
That's the only thing funny about this.
Right?
It's a Yoda giggle. Yeah. All right. Anything else for us to ponder?
If love is blind, where do we buy lingerie? Something to think about.
Yeah. You know what? If that's all we're going to get from him, hey, it's not in order, but at least it's there. You got to give him props for that.
And Yoda, it's JV. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Draw him out a little bit as well. Go. Do it like this. Say, if love is blind, why do we need lingerie? Something to think about. Next one.
Where do people sing, take me out to the ball game,
why,
when they are there?
Why do people sing,
take me out to the ball game, if they're already there?
Yes.
And?
Yes.
And?
He just goes, yes.
Something to think about.
Something to think about.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Anything else to ponder, Yoda?
900 years of this. too old for this.
He bleeped himself.
Nice edit him.
That's great.
He edited himself.
Yeah, that was great.
900 years of this.
That was nice.
Why isn't there mouse flavored cat food?
Why isn't there mouse flavored cat food?
Something to think about.
Yes.
George, did I get that line right, George?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yes.
Are there any more?
Better quit while I am ahead.
All right.
Okay. Thanks.
Yoda,
thanks.
You're beautiful.
Thanks, bud.
Well, yes. Maybe we'll have you on like once a week. What's today?
Thursday.
Yeah.
Yes. It's Thursday already?
Already.
Man, that's great.
Already. Yeah.
Take care, Yoda.
Yes, may the force be with you.
Might do a little bit for us, Big City.
Something to think about.
Something to think about.
Something to think
about. Yeah, I must admit, you do a pretty good Yoda.
Thank you.
Do a very good orc as well.
Let's play Susik.
That's nice. That whole break thing right there was kind of cool, man. I just like went to the bathroom. And...
Yeah, I think maybe.
I think we should about 5 minutes under the show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, right now I'm bringing
up. I just spit on the screen.
Bring up the new website. I'm turning it on.
Yeah, you're supposed to do that before.
That wasn't spit.
I just made myself a tea. That was pretty cool.
You drink tea, gayness.
Dude, tea is not fucking gay, man. Tea is good shit, bro. Well, even when I'm sick, I can't have whiskey now, can I?
Yeah, I've noticed that you're particularly sober today.
Don't even play any more Oasis. I swear, dude.
That's for your gayness.
I'm gonna club you.
Like what?
To think about.
No, I'm not saying that. So,
yeah. So are we still technically like on the break right now or something?
No, I'm not talking. Really, so you guys aren't talking.
Yeah,
kinda
you know,
feel
because
like
you're
not doing a show.
Yeah,
right
I
now.
feel like we're doing a test or something.
Yeah, is this before
I totally
the show?
Just put the new website up.
Something to think about.
Looks pretty elite.
Looks pretty cool. AT&T, we got Death Star.
Yeah, 1337.
All right. So I guess news now.
I guess.
What do we got?
The
20
time?
Minutes left?
We really need some fanfare music for a news section, man.
Malice Factor.
That's not fanfare, man.
Alright, so how about this?
I'm going to choke you to death one of these days, man. You're going to regret.
The Pentagon and the U.S. intelligence community secret historical document reclassification program.
You spelled classification wrong.
Yeah.
That's like reclassification, the way you spelled it.
Whatever. It worked. The CIA and other federal agencies have been secretly reclassifying over 55,000 pages of records taken from the open shelves at the National Archives and Records Administration, NARA, according to a report published on the World Wide Web by the National Security Archive at George Washington University. So, apparently, Clinton's Executive Order 12958 fucking bulk released declassified information, like shitloads of it from like 1942, and they're going back and just classifying it all again. Even though it's still declassified in other fucking places.
So that's at the NA.
So grab your documents while you can.
While you can.
That's what I said, right?
distracted by the music.
I know, it's this fucking, like, what's this, top 40 radio station here?
I mean, listen,
I
always...
we're doing, like, a radio show.
I'm playing background, because you're music for your whole thing. You want background music,
dude,
or no?
You start playing stuff like that, I want to go eat some bread right now. Because I'm fucking hungry. You know what I'm saying?
I don't see the literal
connection. I can't feed
on
the powerless, bro. All
right.
Is my cup's already overfilled?
Right. What's the next item?
All right. Yeah, so that's pretty kind of bullshit right there. And along the government fucking us some more. Total... You're an ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're still totally not going to be sitting in that chair next time, man. Episode 20, you're going to be over here.
There's a program called Total Information Awareness that the basically was run under DARPA, where it was a big
DARPA.
I can't think of the word right now.
Repository.
It wasn't a repository.
Depository.
Way to search for the information in databases.
Oh, Google.
I know. That's a common term in American language.
Yeah, it is.
It was, dude, fuck, I hate being sick. Totally fucking...
You want me to read through all these articles for listeners, man?
No, dude, I just can't think of the word right now.
All right, fine. I see what you're trying to get at.
Yeah. So anyway, so this total information awareness was operating under DARPA, and it was a research project for ways to tie information from all the different NSA databases and all this shit together. And Congress stopped the program because they thought it was an infringement on people's rights. Well, at that point, it was just moved. It changed names and was moved under the NSA and the CIA's fucking black funding, where it's just like $70 gazillion a year that go unaccounted for classified information. So the whole thing fucking lived on, basically. So all this stuff that the NSA has been pulling down from people, basically this total information awareness is a way to tie it together better, to parse the information and fucking make matches and all that shit.
Your rule delivered.
Yeah, by AT&T to the NSA.
So, that was a good logo.
Yeah, yeah, total information awareness. So,
Tia.
You guys get the feeling like we spend like 5 minutes a show doing news and talking about actual things?
No.
And then the rest of the time it's just bullshit.
I think that's what people like.
You know, really,
you think
you're
so?
Supposed to...
If anybody wanted to read the news, they actually like listen to a respectable news
station.
You know,
we really should have discussed
you're
this.
You're saying I'm not
started.
Respectable?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He just said too. We both are agreeing, it's like full 100%.
How about this for news? Fucking Duluth and Touche employee left an unencrypted backup disk of all McAfee employees' information and fucking stock options and everything.
Nice.
Right?
There's going to be a lot of worms named after that dude.
Yeah, and an airline seat pocket. Fucking you, these people.
Somebody's
this
getting
like,
promoted this month.
We know some accountants. I actually knew someone that until recently worked at Deloitte and Touche, whatever the fuck the stupid
this
name is.
This sounds like a female cleansing product, man. It really does.
Deloitte and Touche.
For all your feminine hygiene needs.
And accounting software.
Yeah, so you know a couple accountants.
Find it now in the compartment in your
These people have,
seat.
Like, information to crazy... They have access to crazy information. Sorry. I apologize for the sickness again.
Don't apologize.
Apologize.
Listeners. We talked about this in group, man. Jesus.
Dude, we did not go to group therapy.
Yeah, we do.
Maybe you're there by yourself.
That's very possible.
So, they have access to, like, insane amount of information, and I know, like, the accounts I know wouldn't fucking think anything of dumping any information they needed onto a fucking CD and carrying it with them around in their goddamn briefcase.
I mean, I
like
do
this
stuff
person
like
did.
That.
Yeah, I know, but for 6,000 fucking people, social security number, stock fucking options.
What's wrong with
benefits,
that?
Packages, salaries, fucking everything.
Easy use, right?
Yeah.
Windows has empowered me like that. I can, you know, I can fucking burn a CD and change my fucking desktop for me in 2 fucking clicks. Right?
Yeah. So, yeah, that was December 15th that happened.
What, last year?
And for,
see, this is why we don't do news for that long, because we're talking about news that happened a month ago, or four
it
months
just
ago.
It just released. The actual event happened.
Oh,
all right,
right,
so
right.
Get off my ass.
Yeah, seriously.
Sorry.
I'm doing the best I can, okay?
He doesn't have much to work with here.
You got my attention.
The FBI at the RSA Security Conference basically said everything that they're doing to crack down on your crazy fucking elite hacksaws. So let me just give you the rundown next time you're trying to ponzoar your fucking banksaw.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they wrote a poem about it.
A new cyber division at FBI headquarters to address cybercrime in coordinated and cohesive manner. Specially trained cyber squads at FBI headquarters and each of our 56 field offices. Staffed with agents and analysts who protect...
Agents and analysts?
Yeah,
agents.
Who protect against... investigate computer intrusions. That's exactly what it says. Theft of intellectual property and personal information, child pornography, and exploration of online fraud. New cyber action teams that travel around the world on a moment's notice to assist in computer intrusion cases.
Can you hear me now?
Our 93 computer crimes task forces... Computer Crimes Task Forces. There's too many S's in there. Nationwide that combine state-of-art technology and blah, 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 blah. So there's 93 of those fucking shiznits.
So pretty much you're saying 95.
And a growing partnership with the U.S. Secret Service.
Wow.
Who will arrest you for having a telephone and a computer like they did to some people if you listen to 2600 back in the early 90s.
So pretty much you're saying that the FBI is going to be investigating about 95% of all internet traffic and computer uses in the United States of America. Is that what you're trying to say? Main bullet point of that article?
They're pretty much going to take you down.
Yeah, that's what
me?
I'm saying.
Yeah, all of you listening.
Over here.
All of us.
DEFCON 14 call for papers is out. So if you want to sign up for DEFCON, do a presentation, shiznit. AT&T buys Bell South.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
Ma Bell coming back together, reforming itself after being broken up by the feds.
$67 billion acquisition of Bell South and 10,000 job cuts.
And yet they can't fucking make an authentication server that works. Assholes.
Dude, don't
knock problem
with
your DSL this week?
Yeah, a little problem with that this week.
Don't knock them, dude. They pay my bills, man.
So?
I'll knock them if I please, man.
Shut the fuck up.
Excuse me?
Yeah, shut up, you fuck.
Shut up, you fuck.
Oh, shit. Dude, he just threw off his headphones. He's going over to Big City.
Seriously, man?
Oh, dude. Dude, don't fucking touch him, bro.
What?
What are you guys, going to fight
bills?
Right here on the air?
What? I mean...
You've been waiting for this to come to a head for a long time.
All right, you guys just fight. I'm going to read these articles.
Wait, you wanted to fight me for a long time?
You can't... You know, you...
No.
Been saying,
I never said that.
You've been saying me to stab you, you know, since we started coming on the show.
Oh, so I see.
Yeah,
conspiracy theory.
Dude, yeah. Malice factor. Here's a knife.
Yeah, seriously.
There's a knife for you right there.
This is the rubber one, man.
Yeah, it's a rubber knife, but what are you going to do? I mean, you can still take out an eye with that shit.
My hand, anyway.
I'm not really sure what you're doing with any of this stuff.
Well, why did I get up for it in the first place?
Are you scared?
Who, me or him?
Both of you.
Scared, man.
I'm wondering what you're really doing. I wonder if you guys really have some sort of conspiracy where you guys talk about, like, stabbing me.
We were just waiting for you to be
around.
Weak and sick for a day to take
course.
You out. Because we knew that in full health, even both of us together couldn't take you out.
Well, that's not true. You don't know that.
You know? I don't know, dude. You fucking do ninja training every weekend.
Yeah.
Still. You guys never see it? You
what are
know?
You, like, really doing ballet? Is that what you're trying to say?
You don't know. You don't
I mean, we've seen the pictures of you up on the website, man. FBillRadio.com. You know, I mean, that's a crazy sword, dude. Like, you might have that down your pants right now. Just hiding. Lurking.
So is there a conspiracy here where you guys are trying to plan on getting rid of me on the show?
We got a conspiracy to get you talking to a mic.
Yeah, I can do that. I can do that.
My head's starting to hurt. What's this broadcast flag thing?
I don't know, man. I didn't read the article. I just posted it up there because you were like, dude, you're supposed to contribute to the news stories. So I was like, all right, let me get a bunch of random shit off the tech site, put it up there.
Oh, that's why there's a link to Disney on Ice? I mean, were you even paying attention to what you put up here?
No. I was just wondering why you always got to single me out, man.
Single you out for what?
For criticism, man. You know, like, we're supposed to go over there in group.
Oh, dude, I told you there is no group. That's just you sitting here by yourself. That's why nothing's getting resolved.
Yeah, you never show up.
Yeah, pretty much. So, well, did you want to talk about any of the stuff you got up here?
Nah, because I read through the articles before, and they're pretty shitty stories.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
Like, pretty shitty written, or the actual stuff?
Both. Both. Yeah. I mean, the one about broadcast flag is just a bunch of political
bullshit
commentary. Yeah. You know, same old recording industry wants to own your content.
Recording industry can fucking lick my nuts.
And your content delivery systems. That's what that's about. There's a Mac ProBooks review. You can read about.
I read that.
Yeah, terribly written.
Oh, it's a fucking piece of shit review.
You can't give one sweaty fuck about Apple.
Thank you. 1UP.com tries to talk about the PS3.
Who gives
might
a fuck?
Might they know something. Yeah, pretty much.
Who gives a shit about Blackberries?
Yeah, Crackberries are not going to be shut down. There never was a chance of them being shut down.
Yeah, they paid out like $620 million or something.
Yeah, $500 million, I guess.
One-time payout, though.
Yeah, I guess it's, you know,
it's a pretty good deal if you ask me.
On the low end of the pay scale.
Yeah.
Of which the lawyers will take like $500 million, leaving that company. That's
dude, isn't that fucking awesome?
It is. It's mint.
Fucking lawyers, man. Fucking lawyers. So, I mean, yeah.
The AM2 platform from AMD.
Yeah.
DDR2 RAM enabled.
Fantastic.
That's it. That's all I put up there. And so, Disney on Ice.
Disney on Ice, yeah. So pretty much we have, you know, the federal government trying to get more information on you and taking back declassified documents by the handful, and, you know, it's just more of that good stuff every single week.
Ma Bell, back from the dead.
Ma Bell, back from the dead. So, yeah, shout out to the dude on the voicemail.
Yeah, whoever he was.
Yeah, shout out to him.
Fucking shout out to Not That Creative. Win the logo contest. Much thanks to Metatron, Art of Hatred, and Dan Callen for also participating. Get us those emails, your social security number, so we can get your t-shirt.
Shout out to Group, the only one who attends.
Yeah, Group Therapy is great. Shout out to Big City for making it today, even though he feels like shit.
Yeah, big shout out to him, and shout out to myself for not stabbing him right now.
Yeah, shout out to you for totally not dropping our fellow co-host.
Yeah.
Dude, I completely think there's a conspiracy now that you guys have against me.
Big shout out to Droops and the whole Infonomicon Computer Club.
Yeah, big shout out to Mr. White.
For what?
I don't know. So, talking to that dude on the phone.
This band Take October, shout out to them. I met them.
Oh, yeah?
What October?
Take October.
Take October?
Yeah, it's not a very good name, but...
Yeah. What about Leave,
what type of band
Leave
is
July?
It?
Leave July. Anyway, yeah, I met them, and then I gave them our cards.
Somebody
I climbed,
like, emailed me about some weird shit like that.
About meeting a band?
No, yeah, they're like, we heard that you play, like, bands on your show, and I'm like, we got, like, this fucking kind of, like, radio show talks about tech and the government and, like, kind of appeals to the hacker crowd, so to speak, for lack of a better description. And
tries to, anyway.
Yeah, tries to. Because we love all your elite hacksaws. And
love you guys.
Like, you could send me, like, your song, and I'll play it if I like it at the end of the show.
So was it good?
No, he didn't even, like, send anything.
You probably didn't know how to send it, man.
You might have put him off with that statement.
Yeah, I don't really care. Like,
but then we're not really, like, a new band show thing.
We're not here to fucking, like, make people rich. I mean,
yeah, you know? Seriously.
Dude, I mean, it's like, I'm all about, like, playing new bands. I just said, dude, if I like your shit, I'll play it. That's it. Send it to me. Like, if I was him, I totally would have just sent it.
Maybe the attachment couldn't get through, man. Maybe
we have unlimited.
Yeah,
unlimited,
but maybe he couldn't send, like, maybe he couldn't send an attachment. You know?
Well,
maybe
dude,
he's using, like, a shitty
Hotmail account.
Maybe
bro.
He's using, like, a shitty Hotmail account, and he only has, like, 250.
He can tell
megs.
Me where to download it. I mean, something. I mean, if you're a new band trying to get signed and you are totally not utilizing the internet these days,
Fucking, you're just you totally just to a home. Fucking noob.
Dude, if you're a new band, send us your song. We have 6 people that listen to the show. 3 of them are in the room.
No, one just died.
And one died recently.
One did die.
Dude, we have a crazy amount of people in China. What up to everyone in China, dude?
What yeah, great firewall us
from
China.
Behind the wall, dude.
Dude, I don't think they could find us on google.cn now.
Yeah, weren't we supposed to do
oh,
that?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
yeah, we're supposed
to
have
do that tonight.
Yeah, but the whole Hacker Media and logo contest.
Yeah,
and
then,
huge
developments.
You know,
there's other things like that weird 8 minutes of silence we had.
The 8 minutes of silence.
Yeah,
totally planned that.
We should probably like try to move things along.
All I know, dude, is right now the show probably kicks ass because of the compressor. Probably
yeah, we never have to do it. We're never gonna get to episode 20.
We don't have not to fuck happen. With levels anymore.
Yeah, it's just
we don't have to do anything.
Yeah, except play some stuff, man. So I guess that's it.
I guess so.
Yeah, shouts to Metatron for sending that Yoda thing.
Hopefully yeah, shouts to everybody.
And yeah, so that's pretty much it. So for Malice Factor, Big City, I'm Mr. White. Oh, maybe I should say fbillradio.com.
Yeah, go to the forums. Say that too.
Yeah, go yeah. We got forums.
Yeah, I try to not go to the forums as much as I can.
Pretty
you know?
Much, I go there all the time, so at least I'm on there.
Yeah.
I've been going that much.
At least you've been going there.
Yeah, for all your iTunes listeners that pick us up off there, we have got a website, fbillradio.com. Email us, radio at fbillradio. Call us, leave us a voicemail like that dude did.
I got that number.
The number is somewhere. Let me
shut up so we don't get any
totally bring up the contact page on the new website. It's 202-470-1660. That's a U.S. number for you crazy overseas Chinese people.
1660. I can't make anything out of that.
But yeah, that's all in the contact section of the website. The archive is up there with some pseudo show notes, pictures of us, forums, all kinds of shit. Go check out the new logo up on the new website.
Listen to the new show on a new website.
On a new
meet
website.
The new FBill hosts on the new website.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I think we blew enough smoke up our own asses for tonight.
Good. That means all we're right. done. All right.
And in nice light of in light of the awesome announcements, you know, are you ready to, like...
Yeah, I'm waiting.
All right. In light of the new announcements, today is a good day. So, you know, Ice Cube's the truth. Later.
I'm yelling domino, plus nobody I know got killed in South Central LA. Today was a good day. Left my nigga's house paid. Picked up a girl, been trying to fuck since the 12th grade. It's ironic. I had the boo, she had the chronic. The Lakers beat the Supersonic. I felt on the big fat fanny. Pulled out the jammy and killed the poo nanny. And my dick runs deep, so deep, so deep. Put her ass to sleep. Woke her up around one. She didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube the top gun. Drove her to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion. Hit the three-wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out. Dropped her ass off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fly dreams. Didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for a murder. 2 in the morning, got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp. And it went Ice Cube's a pimp. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home and my pager still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good day.
Thinking about.